These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Expect mostly sunny skies and highs around 90 over the next few days. Let's get things started on the road. The agency that controls Miami-Dade expressways is revamping wrong-way signs on some highway ramps to help curtail crashes. The new flashing signs will warn drivers traveling in the wrong direction. The $2.3 million project will be paid for by Miami-Dade Highway Tolls. It includes new smart signs backed by radar detection sensors and cameras. Once a wrong-way driver triggers the system, LED lights will flash while other signs warn oncoming traffic. The Miami-Dade Expressway Authority controls the Airport, Dolphin, and Don Shula Expressways, among others. All of them will get the updates at 26 ramps. In food news, if you never knew Cuban-Italian fusion was a thing, a new Hialeah restaurant is here to show you all about it. La Romanita Restaurant and Lounge opens this week next to Amelia Earhart Park. The new restaurant from Prestige Hospitality Group seats 65 in its dining room and has an outdoor patio that seats up to 40. The open kitchen will serve Latin-inspired dishes as well as seafood, salads, pasta, and pizza. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In shopping news, as children enjoy their final weeks of school-free days, parents can now start thinking about tax-free days. The Florida back-to-school tax holiday is back, giving shoppers a break on select items. This year, those items include learning aids. Also new this year are higher price caps on items. Back-to-school supplies are exempt from sales tax across the state through August 7th. The tax holiday is part of a $1.2 billion tax package passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Ron DeSantis in May. In the Florida Keys, investigators have launched an inquiry into whether a Florida police boat killed a snorkeler. Details into the July 25th death of 27-year-old Devin Michael James Ordway were not released. But the state's wildlife agency turned over its investigation to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. That's because one of the wildlife agency's boats was in the area where the snorkeler's body was found. And finally, in tech news, Miami plans to sell 5,000 digital art pieces as part of a new partnership with Time Magazine to support artists and generate revenue for the city and publisher. Commissioners just authorized administrators to finalize a plan to split the proceeds from sales of 5,000 NFTs with the magazine and the artists. NFTs are digital assets where ownership can be verified using blockchain technology, and they can be digital artworks worth anywhere from a few bucks to millions of dollars. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez sponsored the plan. A new city department coordinated the partnership, which will pay 56 artists to produce the NFTs. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.